as they were handed that defeat at the hands of, really, goaltender Anion Bennett. Anion Bennett, one of the top goaltenders statistically in the USPHL. He lived up to that billing as he made stops on, I believe it was by count, 29 of 30 shots faced. So that was a tough one for the River Kings to try to crack, as it appears as though he is back in the pipes again tonight. We will just double check that, as that is who they are going with. So the Squatch really going with the attempt to earn the sweep and give a bit of a cushion atop the standings. Whereas River Kings, they want to get one back, and they can stay tied atop the standings, even though Rapids has played two more games than the Squatch have. But either way, these are by far the top two teams in the division in terms of record and points on the season. So we'll just see how things bounce tonight, as Wisconsin Rapids in goal is Kevin Podgurney. This is his first game that he's playing in since before Christmas, as he comes in playing in seven games where he has a 4-3 record, two shutouts to his name, and has a save percentage of triple eights, and has a goals against average of 2.77. So with that, we're going to take a quick step out here for the national anthem, and we'll be back in a moment on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Flow Hockey. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem, as always, as we are just about ready to get underway here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. We're the Minnesota Squatch looking for the weekend sweep over the River Kings. Starting for the Squatch tonight, Thomas Wisen, Jacob Odin, Cannon Bonifay, Jay Ellingson, Nikita Schneider, and Anion Bennett. Wisconsin Rapids, they are being let out on the ice by Xavier Beauchamp, Felix Allstrand, Marcus Anderson, Hunter Raffert, Emil Obstfelder, and Kevin Podgurney. As we are just moments away, as both teams have gotten to where they are ready to go, as we are having one first opening puck drop here ceremony as they roll out the carpet. As the representative of the Cobblestone Inn and Suites will be dropping that puck with friends and family out there.
That's quite the entourage they got on that puck drop there.
Yeah, that's a who's who, man.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A lot of familiar faces. See them at a lot of games. So
sure, definitely.
That's great for everyone to be out there and taking their time, too. Don't want to see anyone fall like the Cranberry did last night at the Chamber of Commerce.
That was a hard one, yeah.
The good thing, though, is Cranberries bounce. So you know it's a good berry.
That's true, yes.
So it's a good berry, no problems.
Right, for sure.
We will be having, I believe that is Cooper, as
yep.
That'll be Bryce Cooper, he's out there facing off with Braden Kerr. We're all smiles for everybody. And we are ready to go. We are just about done with that as we get everybody off the ice. And then it's going to be go time between the top two teams in the standings. Right now, the Squatch sit alone at first place, 50 points. Rapids sitting in second place with 48. So it's that ended an eight-game winning streak for the River Kings. It stretched back into late November, early December. So well over a month of winning. So this is not a situation that Rapids has really found themselves in all season. They've had been on some lopsided games, but it's been a while. So this will be the for Rapids. For their sake, it'll be how do you respond? How do you answer after you got, I won't say embarrassed, but they got their noses rubbed in it a little bit last night. And then for the Squatch, you had a big win. How do you not come out flat after a big win like that? That's something that'll be decided over the next 60 minutes of action here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. If you cannot join tonight, well, we got you covered. 105.5 WIRI, Seth Habiger back at the studio, working his magic as always, making these productions sound top-notch as far as I'm concerned and been told. And then, of course, the cameramen, Zach and Art. Boy, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and Flow Hockey. Man, whoever's watching those, they get a treat. And we are underway as the Squatch control into the zone, and we've already got a whistle, and that's going to be an offsides. So, Matt, what are you thinking? What, as you have watched as many games as I have, and probably more on Flow Hockey, what do you look into this as a fan or as someone as a River Kings?
Yeah, the game tonight, you know, it's really important to come out strong and get the first tally. As I say that, Squatch get a early opportunity there, but fortunately that wasn't they didn't convert there. So,
right.
But yeah, they need to definitely come out strong, play that. Fast physical game that they know they can play, and just be confident. They know they're a quality team, and anybody can win on any given day. So that's what they're going to try to do here.
Well, Pod Gurney had a big save on the other end that you mentioned. Puck shot straight up in the air. Rapids brings the puck right back down the other end. Xavier Beauchamp, he was in on that shot, turned away by Bennett. As Rapids plays on, Noah Diamond far side chips it up into the zone. As Ilian gives chase, Atkins trailing. Diamond going to the far side, back around the cage. Is a Squatch. Lieb gets intercepted on that as Bulldog sends it around the boards. Diamond giving chase. Collision in the corner, sent back behind. Ilian is there, knocked out a stick out of the hands of a Squatch player. We play on, no whistles. Down below, Ilian centering pass. Shot by Lutfalin. Cannot come away with it as the defense got there first. Minnesota's defense did an excellent job last night of stopping a lot of pucks before they got to Bennett, even though Rapids did outshoot the Squatch. 30-26 is Rapids, another opportunity. Diamond can't quite get it to stay on the stick, and it's cleared yet again by the Squatch. Lutfalin, drop pass, back to Bulldog, up ahead. Ilian touches up, gets into the defensive zone of the Squatch. Rapids going from my left to the right. Minnesota going from my right to the left as I look at it. If you are picturing that in your mind on the radio. The puck is knocked back to center ice. Ilian dumps it down. No icing is the call. Good call as Schweitzer gets down there first. Minnesota trying to battle out of it. Garcia picks up the puck, center ice, dumps it back down. Intercepted yet again. McLellan dumps up ahead to, I believe that was Bjork. Shot sent it through the slot. No one home. No one can knock it back towards the goal where Pod Gurney was waiting. Gould flips it into the offensive zone for the Squatch. Rapids comes up with it. Garcia up ahead to Denti. Denti flying down the near side. Has someone's flanking. Shot. Big love save there by Anya Bennett. And we got a stoppage. 17-17 left to go in the first period. No score as both teams have one shot in the game. As these teams, they are flying. And if there's any question about Rapids maybe being a little flat, a couple of those collisions, that Rapids bench was sure hooting and hollering. So I'm pretty sure they are ready for this one.
They're definitely looking forward to this one, Mike. It's, you know, the last thing you want to do is be back on your heels. So coming in after a loss, you're looking for that redemption. And I know the boys were ready to get after this one today.
Well, faceoff was controlled by Rapids. Dente can't quite hold the zone. And there's a little collision there as that goes back further into the Rapids defensive zone. Williams was involved in that as Garcia has a puck behind the goal. Working to the far side, up off the boards. Touched by Tudyk. Dente there. Tudyk gets it back up. He can't quite get it through into the zone. Williams, cross-ice pass to Garcia. Garcia skating up. Chipped into the zone by Dente. No offsides is the call. Cooper getting down there first. Pinned up against the boards. Minnesota trying to chip that puck out of there. Waiting at the blue line, Beauchamp, Raffert, and Jake Breislin. No puck movement yet as now it has come free to the far corner. Breislin chips it back up ahead. Big collision against Breislin there. It's Minnesota picking up the physical play of the game. Bonifay right down in front of us being guarded by Beauchamp. Bonifay falls. No penalty, no offsides, no icing as Podgurney plays it up ahead. Again, Podgurney, he's making his first appearance in nearly a month. So we'll see how, if there's any rust out there for the young man or if he's ready to go as Rapids trying to get the puck out. And we have a whistle as the puck goes out of play. 15:50 left to go in the first period. No score between the teams. One shot each as there's a little bit of a fence built up on the scoreboard. One shot, period one, one shot for each team. Faceoff, neutral ice just outside the Rapids blue line. As McNeish comes away with it, but picked up by Minnesota. Puck is still loose as we got Cooper breaking into the zone. Puck slides back out. Raffert and Beauchamp trying to slow down a 3-on-2 rush, and they do. Puck is swatted into the corner. Shot. Big save, point-blank shot put up there by the Squatch. And standing tall is Podgurney. Yes. Right on the doorstep was Cannon Bonifay. He's the guy that they got to watch out for no matter where he is. He leads the team with 69 points on the season, 33 goals, 36 assists, and he's really trouble out there for anyone he plays against, let alone Wisconsin Rapids. Faceoff coming, locker side. Apod Gurney come away with it from Rapids. Beauchamp back around to Raffert up ahead. He goes. Hallstrand, Anderson driving chase as well. Hallstrand, Hughes Hasserlein in the corner. Puck is loose behind the goal. Can't find where the puck is as Anderson, as Obstfelder goes to Hallstrand right in the slot. Big rebound there, turned aside by Bennett. Minnesota getting the puck up, neutral ice. Stopped as Raffert as he sends it back down and around. As Minnesota plays it on. Anderson going after loose puck at the circle. Schneider in there. He stops. Want to send it behind the goal. Sends it up into the River Kings gymnasium. A little weight room up here. And we've got a stoppage of play. 14:48 left to go in that first period of action. No score. Two shots each. Maybe between periods I'll go back there and see if I can find me a souvenir.
It's in there somewhere. That's a challenging angle to get under the roof, but yet over the wall there. It's surprising it ended up there, but there it is.
Yeah, there it is. As well, you know what? You know, thinking about it. Well, how many times do we see how did that puck get in the back of the net? Don't know how it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we've got a whistle, as there will be a River King going to the penalty box, and that's Allstrand going to be serving as the River Kings' first penalty. Interference penalty. 2 minutes. That's coming up at 5:16. So the first power play of the game for the Squatch. And unfortunately for the River Kings, this is kind of a trend that happened last night. Taking penalties, having to play with only four players out there. And that led to two goals, as that's something Minnesota's been strong at all season long, is power play opportunities. And they nearly had one there as Podgurney stops it about a foot away from the goal, but still a stoppage nonetheless. 14:33 left to go, first period. A minute 50 left to go on the skater advantage for Minnesota. Still no score, though. As we play on here, about to have another faceoff. Tudich winning that faceoff. Rapids trying to clear it out. They cannot. The zone is held by Ellingson. Cross away to Bowden. As Rapids trying to get something going here to get the to kill off some of this penalty. Raffert giving a little bit of challenge. Bowden, high slot, back down to Ellingson. Centering attempt, that's held in the zone by Bowden as Minnesota still applying pressure. Minnesota player slipped down and was not able to hold it. And back down the length of the ice is the puck as Rapids is able to clear it once. A minute 14 left to go. Skater advantage for Minnesota. 13:53 to go, first period. Bowden clears it into the zone. Comes back around. Puck is sitting there behind the goal now. A lot of conflict there. A lot of physical play. Ilian battling down there. Puck squirts loose. Goes back behind the goal. Lutflin, he's got a squatch player pinned up against the boards. 13 and a half to go, first period. Puck is still loose. Minnesota having a hard time getting anything going with it. Rapids tying things up and also sending it back down the length of the ice. Bowden, however, does hold the zone. Sends it back up. As centering attempt, that's chipped away by the River Kings, and it goes back out the center ice as Bryson was giving some pressure. Bonifay was on that as he skates back towards the slot. Puck goes behind the goal. Bonifay skating right around the slot, and then the puck is sent back down the length of the ice. 17 seconds left to go as Bennett sends it up. That's Bonifay behind the Rapids defense, has to get around, but he cannot. Rapids responds, and they recover. 9 seconds left to go. Kerr across the ways. Erickson, shot. Big blocker save sent into the corner by Pod Gurney. That's the end of the power play. Rapids back full strength. 5-on-5 as Diamond knocks it up ahead. Denti, drop pass, Williams. Diamond, he almost had that one as he just bounces off the stick as Garcia can't hold his own. Bulldog hits it back to Garcia. Diamond with it, mid-ice. He's going the far side, gets around the defenseman, picking it up in the corner. Atkins trailing in the slot. Williams tried to center it. He could not. Big collision behind the goal with Diamond as it's a 2-on-1 situation. Minnesota can't come up with it. A shot, turn, rebound, score, Minnesota.
Yeah, that was just unfortunate. Puck bounced just the right way to end up giving the Squatch a two-on-one opportunity there, and they were able to capitalize.
I believe that goal was scored by Kronick. I believe it. K-R-O-N-I-C-K, as he was the first one through the line celebrating. So we'll see how things respond or how the River Kings do respond as we move further into this game.
So I talked about one of the keys to the game being River Kings coming out early and getting that first tally. Well, you can cross the line through that one. Hopefully they can respond and come up with the next opportunity here and even this up.
Now, the big thing there was just Minnesota did such a great job moving the puck.
They did.
And they got Pod Gurney to commit to his right. And he was almost there on that commit back to the left. But the problem was almost. He didn't get there. And that's not a knock on Pod Gurney because he was doing the best he could. He was doing what he had to do. That's just great play by Minnesota to get that 1-0 lead. 11 and a half to go, first period. Face off, that went to the blocker side of Pod Gurney, and now Rapids, they break it into the zone. Schneider out there, cross-ice pass. That one goes to Plank. Plank sends it up. Puck is loose, squirts down the ice. Puck goes behind the goal as Raffert sends it up and shoots out of play. Another stoppage, 11:13 to go. First period, 1-0, Squatch over the River Kings. Squatch, 7-2 shot advantage, and that's, again, not something that we see too much of here at Southfield County Recreation Center. Rapids losing that shots on goal battle.
Yeah, they are right now. It's, I mean, it, look, the Squatch are the first place team.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
They're first place. They're first place for a reason. You can see that on their power play conversions. You can see in the way they play, they're very disciplined on defense. You know, they're a quality team. There's no doubt about that. So River Kings have their work cut out for them if they're going to come back and get the W tonight.
Well, Rapids does manage to get something going for them. They get the puck down. Backhanded shot from the slot. Not on the mark as Tudich, he had an opportunity. Shot from Beauchamp from the blue line. Turned away by the defense. Stenti can't hold the zone. Here's another opportunity. Ellingson get behind the defense. Shot. Big love save by Podgurny. Another stoppage. That was almost another miscue that we saw earlier in the game. And even last night a few times when the Squatch players, they got behind the defense, and it was all up to the goaltender to make the stop. And Podgurny made this one.
He did, yeah. And that was great to see. Bouncing back after that 2-1 goal that they gave up, and seeing them make that big stop, that brings some of that confidence back.
Well, Rapids had nearly missed an opportunity on a 1-0 break, but Minnesota got back on defense. Obstfelder sends it back down. Allstrand there first, looking to center it. Obstfelder stops, gets over to the circle. He's looking to shoot back. Takes a shot just over the crossbar and hits the netting. Another stoppage, 10-14 to go in the first period. 1-0 Squatch over the River Kings. That was a laser of a shot that just went a hair high, and now there's a line change for Minnesota, as there will be a faceoff to the blocker side of Anion Bennett, who's just having an outstanding season. Statistically ranked coming into yesterday's game, number 10 goalie in all USPHL Premier Division. As faceoff won by Rapids, Lutfelin takes a shot, turned away by defense in front. Bryce, it's Allstrand, excuse me, going up first, getting some physical play. Backhanded attempt sent in on Obstfelder, and that's just a pop fly there for Bennett, as he makes the glove save and another stoppage. Exactly 10 minutes to go. First period, 1-0 lead, Minnesota.
Definitely a baseball catch on that,
definitely.
On that stop. Yeah.
I think they call that a can of corn.
A can of corn, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes. I don't think they call it that in hockey, but in baseball.
That's similar. There's right? There's enough avenues that it's similar, as faceoff is controlled by the River Kings as the puck is stuck behind the net. Obstfelder tries to center it. Bolduc tries to hold the zone. He cannot, as he stops and sends it back down. Rapids, they touch up on sides. Obstfelder going far side. Drop pass back down below as the Squatch send it length of the ice. No icing, however, as Lutfeling gets there first. Sends her on the boards. Touched up by Anderson. Bryceland near side going middle. Stops, tries to spin out of it. Puck still sliding loose as he's fighting off a Squatch player. As Atkins fighting down there as well. Atkins fighting down there. A couple other players now looking to join in. Ilian watching where that puck goes. Puck finally gets loose as Bryceland tied up with that puck. Bolduc sends it. It's slowed down by one of the Squatch players. That'll be Ian Nelson as the puck is sent down length of the ice, but it's still picked up by the River Kings. As we move forward, Atkins, backhand pass, up, Ilian gets it into the zone. Garcia with it, mid-ice, sent back up into the zone as Rapids had to touch up. Kind of a discombobulated pass, went back towards Bennett. Gould picks it up. Gould fighting for it, and there's going to be another penalty coming up on Wisconsin Rapids for a high stick as Gould caught a stick in the mouth. As there's a shot, big blocker save, big rebound, big pop-up, and it's covered by Podgurny. He just dives on it like a grenade. He gets a stoppage, but another power play coming for the Squatch.
Yeah, that was just a unfortunate. It was an inadvertent high stick by Atkins. Definitely no ill intent meant there. He was just skating hard around the back of the net and ended up catching him with the high stick.
Yeah, and absolutely. And there's in a game between these two teams, I don't care who it is, there's no ill intent on any penalty like that. I mean, there's sometimes penalties you have to take,
Certainly.
But that wasn't one of them. That was incidental. It happens. But Rapids still paying for it because it did happen.
Right.
As Minnesota's on their second power play opportunity of the night. Leading 1-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. They got the puck down low. Nobody home on the doorstep, and Rapids is lucky on that. Ellingson skating through, getting an opportunity there. Squatch as Bonifay couldn't quite get a stick on it. Bowden, high slot, moving to his left, back to the right side. That's Schneider getting close on the doorstep. Rebound, kick, and it's a goal! Another goal for Minnesota, as that was about four rebounds, and the last one went in, and it's now 2-0. Squatch over the River Kings.
Yeah, Podgurny just he had trouble just collecting that up and getting the cover. And the ref let him play on, and they just kept hacking away on it until it went in.
Yeah, that was 2-3, I think 4 rebounds on that.
I think
it happens. Yeah, that's it could go either way on that too with those rebounds, but it's a power play goal nonetheless.
Right.
Has 12-16 on the penalty, and Rapids they are quickly finding themselves in a 2-goal hole. And that's not how they wanted to start game two. Is puck drop stuck in the middle. Tudich. Shot blocker up into the netting. Is that's Danilo Cebulski. Unassisted. 12-16. So Danilo Cebulski, he's got his first goal of the game. As that's now 7.5 to go, first period. Rapids really needing to get something going here. I mean, 2-0 deficit going into the second period. That's easy. You can get past it. But right now, that momentum is all over for the Squatch, as that's a little bit of a dangerous play there by Pat Gurney, as he just cut the blade of the stick on the ice. He didn't back it up right in the crease. So I've seen some weird goals over the years, and that would have ranked up there, but I've seen worse, if you want to call it that. Thankfully, it did not happen, as we've got an icing. 7:04 to go here, first period. So, Matt, how do you respond now?
Well, the only thing you can do is just keep trying to play your game.
Yeah.
You know, there's not... You don't want to just come out and start radically doing different things. Just stick to the game plan. You know it works. You know you've had success. But you definitely got to be mindful of what the Squatch are doing as well. Like I said earlier, they're a quality team, and. Giving up penalties is something that you can't really do, because their power play is strong and effective. So if you can stay out of the box, then River Kings, it's a pretty even game when we're playing even strength hockey. But going down a guy, then that's where it gets a little challenging.
Well, we had a little bit of a press there by Rapids against the Squatch. We got a whistle, and it will be a faceoff right at center ice as Schweitzer up against Bjork. It's won by Rapids. Slufelin and Tudich make contact there, as there's no offsides, no icing, as Bennett gets caught behind the goal, and he levels Denti. And that's going to be a penalty against Wisconsin Rapids.
Wow.
As Bjork takes the puck. Bennett leaves the ice. And now there is a cross check being called against Wisconsin Rapids, which I'm kind of like some of these fans here. I thought that was a cross check maybe against Bennett, of all people. I know you can't interfere with the goaltender, but he came out of his cage to play it. And at that point, maybe I'm wrong, and I'll admit when I'm wrong. At that point, you're kind of like any other hockey player when you come out of your cage.
Yeah, I don't think we should say too much about this, Mike.
Right. No, I get it.
You know, we probably don't want to get ourselves in trouble.
No, I understand.
But, I think I agree with you. I saw that going the other way.
Oh, well, either way, hey, we got to play on. River Kings got to make the best of it. And we've just got to bring the But what's happening to the fans and the viewers as Minnesota, they got their third power play of the period, and they're really looking to make Rapids pay here as there is time winding down, just under 6 minutes remaining in this first period as Bowden across the way there to, I believe that was to Schneider. It's Pagani. He drops down to try to seal off the bottom portion of the net. He does. Bonifay, circle. Moving around. Distributes the puck nicely to Schneider. Schneider down low as he tries to get a centering pass, and they do. And then the butterfly kick. Pagani inadvertently knocks the cage off. We got a whistle. 1:12 to go as on the power play for Minnesota. Another stoppage, but there will be a faceoff, I think. They're lining up for it to be on the blocker side of Pogurny to his right. So we'll see how this transpires here as Obstfelder against Sabolski on that faceoff. 5:26 left to go in the first period. Minnesota up 2-0 at the Squatch. They're pressing, trying to make it a 3-0 lead as Bowden holds his own. Gets high slot. He loses an edge. And here's a 1-0 opportunity if Obstfelder can field it. And he does. He's trailing by Ilian. Centering attempt. Shot. No shot as the defense got there first. But who knows if that would have been allowed as Ilian lost his edge. And he would have possibly been interfering with Bennett's ability to skate up and play that puck. So it all works out in the end as Minnesota does regroup. Ellingson breaks it up into the zone. Bonifay, he tries to get in there. Ilian clears it back down the length of the ice. 35 seconds left to go in the power play for Minnesota. Giving chase down there was Cooper. McNish, he's in there as well. Kerr skating quickly. Redirected shot. Pops up. Gets behind the cage. Plank over to Kerr. Kerr wanting to go to Erickson. He does not, but he gets it back down to the blue line. O'Connor holds his own. Puck flies up into the bench, and we got another stoppage. 11 seconds left on the skater advantage. 4:24 to go in first period. 2-0 lead, Minnesota over Rapids.
Well, the River Kings have held the Squatch scoreless so far in this power play, but the Squatch have had a couple of really good opportunities. Pogurny's been just a little bit better, but the puck movement is excellent on the part of the Squatch. And it's been razor thin. They've come really close to getting another one.
Absolutely, as like we said, it's top two teams in the North. There's no surprise there, as there's a point blank shot there, and that's stopped by Pogurny. But that's one of those where you maybe not, if you're watching that, and you're saying, oh boy, because Pogurny, once he made that stop, first thing he do is look behind him.
Right.
that's one of those awesome save. But man, are you sure you had it?
Right. Right. Yeah, that's you don't want your goalie looking behind him like that. That's not usually a good sign. But fortunately, was able to keep it right down in the five hole and keep it there.
Sending out Allstrand from the faceoff circle. Anderson's in there. 2 seconds left on the skater advantage. So Rapid survives this one. 4:12 left to go in the first period. Shot wide of the mark by the Squatch. As Rapids now trying to get the puck back out of the zone. They do. Minnesota has to reload. Bring the puck up the far side. As Rapids has it now. Allstrand looking up a little bit. He was probably anticipating a pass to Anderson before he could get the shot off. Or the pass, excuse me. Minnesota was there. Sent out of the zone. Erickson and Kerr. Kerr sends it back down around the boards. Pogurny stops it. Picked up by Rapids, and there's going to be your first Minnesota penalty as there's a trip coming up. Rapids will have the power play for a moment here as Anderson brings it down. Delayed penalty, drop pass. That's touched up by McLeland, and Rapids. First power play of the contest. We're a tripping penalty, and that's coming up momentarily as that's Koleslav.
Well, it's only a two-goal lead. And we know what we always say about the two-goal lead.
Worst one to have.
Yep. So here's a good opportunity for the River Kings. They had good puck movement on the power play last night. Just couldn't make it happen. They couldn't convert. But here's a chance for him to try it again tonight.
Well, here's another chance for the Squatch to really cause some trouble. Cebulski with a backhanded attempt on a shorthanded opportunity. Rapids just better on that opportunity as Schweitzer tried to hit Obstfelder back as Minnesota tries to clear it. They do not. Allstrand cross the way to Tudich. Tudich, leaf pass for Anderson. Down low, Schweitzer, he has trouble holding it as we keep moving along. Rapids trying to get something going. Allstrand, he's up there fighting for it. Obstfelder is there as well, passing back and forth behind the goal as Obstfelder can't come up with it. Schweitzer battling down low against Nelson as trying to dig the puck out. Minute 10 left to go on the skater advantage. Allstrand top of the circles. Shot to goal!
There it is.
There's a hole in your goalie, Minnesota, and Rapids is on the board.
Yeah, good look. Squatch, a little breakdown in the defense on that one. They left Allstrand to kind of walk it in, pick a spot, and fire it away. So that's a good one. That's a tally we needed, and now they're back in it. Now, what happened last night after they scored their only goal?
They gave up a goal about 30 seconds.
They gave that up really quick. So you cannot do that again. Got to be strong with it and come out and try to get another one here.
Well, there's a faceoff coming right now, and there we go. Is they're going to actually redo that one as Atkins broke into this faceoff circle a little early. Either way, Minnesota holding a 17-8 shot advantage over Wisconsin Rapids. Just a 2-1 hockey game. And as you said, that is what Rapids needed, a power play goal. And we'll see how they respond now as that goal will be awarded to I believe that will be Felix Allstrand. Let's wait on the official assist. Emil Obstfelder. Obstfelder and Schweitzer on the assist, 17-26. Minnesota with a chance. Shot off the post. That was a near miss there by Minnesota under 2 minutes to go, first period. Be back to 5-on-5 hockey with that power play goal by the River Kings as Beauchamp stops, gets the puck out of the neutral ice. Kerr picks it up just inside his blue line. Rapids, Wisen. Gets it for Minnesota. Ilian giving chase. Puck sent down around the boards. Pogurny can't get to it as Raffert gets there first at the circle. He goes around, up off the glass, up center ice. Atkins, he can't quite get it over to Ilian on the far side. Ellingson gets there, sends it up. Touch, big collision on the far side by Atkins as we play on. A clean hit, good hard hit in hockey. This is a fun one, folks. Raffert, hard hit on the far side as well as Rapids starting to break things out.
That was an eye-opening hit right there. That was
Bryslin trying to bring
the
puck.
That was a good one.
That was, it was. It woke me up a little bit.
Yep.
And I don't think anyone needs smelling salts now as the puck is loose. Ilian coming away with it. Looking at Bulldog. Shot centering. Picked up by the Squatch. Under 1 minute to go. First period. Squatch on the attack. That is Kerr. And that's sent through the slot. No one home. Lutfulin gets there first. Atkins sends it up into neutral ice. No icing will be called as Erickson gets there first. Kerr sends it back up. That is not touched up. And we have an icing coming up. 38.1 seconds to go. First period. 2-1 hockey game. Squatch over the River Kings.
Yeah, the intensity picked up there a little bit for a bit there after the goal. Some hard hits, lot of good puck movement. This is fun.
Yeah, this is
fun.
This is what it's being built up to, my friend.
Yeah, you bet.
Face off there to the glove side of Bennett, picked up by Minnesota as they send it up, gloved up by Lutfulin, center ice, last touched up by. I believe that was Squatch. No icing. Under 30 seconds to go. Tudich has a collision behind the goal. Lutfulin shot. Bounce off the big chest of Bennett. As Tudich just getting up off the ice is Kerr. Kerr's a little gimpy there, but he's all right. He tries to slow down the puck. Bulldog holds his own. Tudich going behind the goal. Try to slow it down. And the Squatch get it out with 2 seconds and one. And there is your first period in the books. And it's a 2-1 hockey game. the Squatch leading Wisconsin Rapids. Minnesota, they got the scoring started at 7:57 into the contest. Alex Kronick, he gets a goal with the assist to Lucas Plank, for the 1-0 lead. So that lead, that went up to 2-0 at 12:16 as Danilo Cebulski, he got an unassisted goal on the power play to put the Squatch up 2-0. Now Rapids, they finally got on the board with their first tally of the game. And, you know, as the home team would say, first of hopefully several, as that was a power play goal. Felix Allstrand with assists to Emil Opsfelder and Caden Schweitzer on the power play at 17:26. And that's your score in the first period. 2-1 Squatch over the River Kings. That first period, Kevin Pogurny stopped 15 of 17 shots faced, whereas Bennett, he did all right as he stopped 8 of 9 shots faced. The Squatch really controlling the shots on goal as there were 4 penalties in that period, 3 against Wisconsin Rapids, 1 against Minnesota. So we're going to step out here for a little bit, going to get a game played, a new sheet of ice, and we'll be back here for that second period coming up here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, snow is likely and some accumulation is possible. Lows around 20 degrees. Southeast winds continue to gust. Strong winds continue for Sunday. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 26. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy and cold. Low around zero.
Currently 26 degrees.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another tub. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to break, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies,
money's all gone. I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of fun. The moon comes up and the sun goes down, but I can't wait to see the lights in town. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music coming up, goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music coming up, goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox moaning, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love will give the girls the world to the music coming up, goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music coming up, goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close. And we danced. Yeah, we danced.
From Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Back here at the Suffolk County Recreation Center as we are 1 minute away from period two of the USPHL Premier Division North Division clash between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Minnesota Squatch. The Squatch, they're living up to expectations as they're holding a 2-1 lead over the River Kings. But as impressive as that is, they're holding a 17-9 shot advantage over the Kings as they got a goal halfway through the frame by Alex Kronick, assist to Lucas Plank. And then about 5 minutes later, Danilo Cebulski at 12-16, unassisted on the power play. But Rapids did answer with a goal at 17-26 on the power play. Felix Allstrand with assist to Emil Obstfelder and Caden Schweitzer. Kevin Podgurney, 15 saves on 17 shot faced, as Andy Bennett made 8 saves on 9 shots faced. Rapids 3 penalties for 6 minutes. And Minnesota 1-for-2 as we're underway here as Wisconsin Rapids is going from my right to the left, as Minnesota will conversely be going from my left to the right. So Rapids got a really quick shot off there, and a big blocker save there by Bennett. As Rapids can't hold the zone, now they've got to reset. Anderson does as he brings the puck up, gets knocked back out into center ice. Schneider down there fighting with Raffert. Ellingson following with Allstrand and Bonifay. Puck squirts loose, Wisen top of the circle, shot. That's turned away by the defenseman in front. I think that was Obstfelder as he's grimacing in pain. I don't know where it hit him, but it doesn't look like it feels too good as Ellingson picks up the puck. Center ice, tries to bring it back down to the Rapids defensive zone. He does. Bonifay picks it up at the circle. Defenseman slips, falls, shot point-blank range. That's stopped by Podgurney. As Rapids gets the puck up, tries to break it out of the zone. They do. Beauchamp and Allstrand. 2-1 opportunity here. Beauchamp shot. Hit a goal! Shot from the circle, and we're even at 2-2.
Great opportunity there, Mike. You know, coming in, it looked like it was a 2-1. And he just took the shot, and that was the right thing to do.
That was an amazing shot.